Thank you, and good morning. The California Highway Patrol is investigating a suspected felony DUI fatal traffic collision between a pickup truck and a juvenile female who was walking on the east shoulder of Central Avenue Tuesday night at just after 8 o'clock. The CHP suspects that 47-year-old James Merrick hit the girl as he turned onto northbound Central Avenue from Anna Sparks Way and allowed his vehicle to roll off the roadway where it collided with the victim. Merrick then collided with a light pole before coming to a stop, and he then attempted to flee the scene but was restrained by several witnesses. The teenager, who has been identified on social media by family members, was taken to Mad River Hospital, where she later died as a result of the injuries she suffered, and Merrick was arrested and booked into county jail. North Coast Assemblymember Jim Woods is a vocal opponent of smoking, particularly when it comes to cigarettes, e-cigarettes, and vaping, and now Wood wants to enact a public smoking ban. Wood has introduced a bill that would prohibit residents of government housing from smoking cigarettes or e-cigarettes in their residential units or within 25 feet of the building. The bill mirrors a similar federal effort to restrict smoking in public housing, and Wood said his bill, AB 62, is aimed at protecting those who don't smoke from the harm caused by secondhand smoke. Jordan Christmas has news from St. Joe's.
St. Joseph's Health received the 2017 Employer Recognition Award as it was recognized for its support of registered nurses at the Peels Family Chemotherapy Center in Eureka. The award came from the Oncology Nursing Society, and St. Joseph's Health joins past recipients such as the Cancer Institute of New Jersey and the Stanford Cancer Center. St. Joe's won the award in the small employer category as they competed against other healthcare agencies across the country with 25 nurses or less.
Thank you, Jordan. At its annual special meeting to select the mayor and vice mayor for the city yesterday, the Arcata City Council elected Susan Ornelas as city mayor and Sophia Pereira as vice mayor. The positions are filled for 1 year, and Ornelas said in a statement that following Paul Patino as mayor means she's got some big shoes to fill. She's very honored to hold the position. It will be the first time in the city's history that two women have held the council's top ceremonial positions. The County Department of Health and Human Services is looking for volunteers to help with the biannual headcount of the homeless population in the county. The point-in-time count will be conducted on the morning of Tuesday, January 31st, and volunteers will be sent to places in the county known to be gathering spots for the homeless and to perform a headcount. The count is done to meet state and federal guidelines for funding and future planning to address homelessness locally. In addition to going where the homeless may camp, volunteers will also staff 4 hubs across the county, Arcata, Eureka, Fortuna, and McKinleyville, to count those who come for services. Interested parties should contact DHHS Secretary Wendy Choate for more information. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. There are currently 4 vacant seats on the Measure Z Committee, that group of volunteers who meet to rank the public safety priorities funded through the countywide half-cent sales tax. Supervisor Ryan Sundberg has a seat to fill in his district, and there are at-large positions to be filled by the Board of Supervisors as well. Sundberg said that those interested in working on the committee should be prepared for a large time commitment.
Part of it is it's a lot of work. And when the Measure Z Committee starts meeting, it's long meetings for a while. You know, they meet multiple times a week for multiple hours. You know, there's $10 million or so in Measure Z money that's on the line, and they have to go through every single application that comes in and rank them.
Measure Z committee members take the time to review the submitted applications and then construct a list of priorities to be presented to the Board of Supervisors for a final decision. Sundberg said that it's also time to look toward the future of Measure Z.
What does the future of Measure Z look like? Do we refund it at the whole 0.5% and then keep things going the way that they're going? Either this is how many permanent positions, and here's the public safety agencies they're in, and this is how much it costs to fund it, and here's how much of a sales tax increase we would need to fund that, and it's probably not the whole 0.5%.
Those interested in serving on the committee need to get an application in by January 12th. The first meeting of the new year will be January 27th. And that's the news on this Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.